This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we are in some weird times. I don't want to sit here today and give commentary to what's going on in the Western world, especially with riots and racism and all that sort of stuff that's going on, for a number of reasons, of course. One is that I'm not there, not in it. I don't have the information. A lot of it's just opinion pieces, all of that sort of stuff. What I will do today is I'm going to talk to 3 points. Those 3 points is the little Blackout Tuesday squares. I want to share something with you with that. The second is the static snapshots that we're being fed through social media. And then the third is observing ourselves on a social media platform. So, a lot of negative things come with positive intentions. You can almost say there's pros and cons to every single thing, right? Which is true. But what I'm speaking to is something that I really recommend to be careful of. I'm not saying this is every single person, like I'm not even fucking naming names at all, I can't do that. But be careful of the EGT, the easy good thing, right? It's almost a certain level of virtue signaling. The easy good thing is when we see all this stuff and we feel like we want to do something, so we take a screenshot of a black square and we share it on social media. And people might be listening to this and going, well, you know, that's a good thing, we're raising awareness, all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying don't do it. What I'm saying is be very mindful of the reasons why, what you're actually doing. But here's the other thing. Don't be afraid to be measured in your decisions. I'm not saying, once again, I'm just going to clarify again, not to do it or to do it. You make your decision. The reason why is because when people actually put that up and then hashtag Black Lives Matter, unfortunately, what they did, if you went to that hashtag, is that you wouldn't be able to find any information of what's actually going on. It was just black squares. So it literally silenced any voices that were trying to communicate on that platform on such a powerful hashtag for what is actually going on. So although it has positive intentions, there are some negative aspects of it. Did it really raise awareness? I don't know. My social media is fucking riddled with content about that sort of stuff well before the Blackout Tuesday. So anyway, so just be really mindful of when these sort of things pop up. Are you just doing the easy good thing? Are you feeding it? Is it actually helping? Or is it signaling that you care? Because there's different ways to show that. And I don't have the answers to the ways to show it. Every single situation and context is different. What I would recommend is finding people who are objective voices at the core of the situation, so you can start to see facts and data and things that aren't being twisted to present something to you that it's not. So, and that's not just to the current situation, that's with anything. COVID, could be the Australian bushfires, could be anything. The second thing is to be really mindful of what we get fed on social media. And this is two parts to this. One is when we see a photo that is literally a static snapshot, and a lot of the time it's going to be really hard to make any idea of where that photo is from. It might have words on it and maybe even might get fact checked later on and be correct, but a photo is only a snapshot of an extremely dynamic and unfolding world. Even in short videos, there's difficult things to draw conclusions from. And the reason being is because we don't know before and after. Now, I just was just come up for me just then. I'm not saying in relation to the situation with George Floyd. I'm not saying believe that or don't believe that video. I'm actually not even talking about that video in particular. I'm talking about anything, actually. So just to clarify, I just want to frame that because obviously it's a very delicate situation at the moment. So the reason why I point that out is because I encourage you to observe your own reactions and responses to the photos and to the videos before you can really pull anything to it. And there's an example that I can give you. It was photos of the police kneeling down and protesting with the people that were protesting. And then later on, there was tweets or something similar saying that 45 minutes later, the police were actually starting to beat people and arrest people. There's two things there, but neither. How do you know which one's true? Now, when observing this, that example, it's really important to start observing what comes up for you and see what kind of personal biases that you may have within that framework as well. Because it's really fucking difficult and really challenging times. And absolutely, we should stand up for what we believe and be open to seeing multiple perspectives and look after our fellow brother and sister. At my core, I believe that. What I'm offering you here is to be very careful on what's been shown to you on social media. Because, and this is the third thing, social media is a new TV, but what's worse is that the TV you didn't have to interact with. It didn't follow you to the shops and then come back and advertise those shops to you. Right, it didn't have this algorithm that allowed you to show you the things that you already agree with, to get this confirmation bias, which encourages our own personal biases to be even stronger. So be very, very mindful of what comes up for you and understand that social media is something to be used, not to use you. And that is all I'm going to offer on the current climate. And that's me done. I'm out for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere that sells books online. But that's me. I'm signing off. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.